Hey everyone, it's story time with Aussie Dad! Yeah! And we're going to continue reading The Adventures of Captain Underpants, now in full colour. Chapter 9, 4 to 6 weeks later. After 4 to 6 weeks of back-breaking slave labour, gruelling homework assignments, and humiliating good behaviour at school, a package arrived in George's mailbox from the Little Wise Guy Novelty Company. It was the 3D Hypno Ring.
"Hallelujah!" cried George. "It's everything I ever hoped for."
Let me see, said Harold.
"Don't look directly at it," warned George. "You don't want to get hypnotized, do you?"
"Do you really think it will work?" asked Harold.
"Do you really think we can amaze our friends, control our enemies, and take over the world just like the ad says?"
"It better work," said George, "or else we just wasted $4 whole bucks.
Chapter 10, The 3D Hypno Ring. The next morning, George and Harold didn't arrive early at Mr. Krupp's house to wash his car and reshingle his roof. In fact, they were even a little late getting to school. When they finally showed up, Mr. Krupp was standing at the front door waiting for them, and boy, was he mad. Mr. Krupp escorted the boys into his office and slammed the door.
"All right, where were you two this morning?" he growled.
"We wanted to come over to your house," said George, "but we were busy trying to figure out the secret of this ring."
"What ring?" snapped Mr. Krupp.
George held up his hand and showed the ring to Principal Krupp.
"It's got one of those weird patterns on it," said Harold. "If you stare at it long enough, a picture appears."
"Well, hold it still," snarled Mr. Krupp. "I can't see the darn thing."
"I have to move it back and forth," said George, "or else it won't work."
Mr. Krupp's eyes followed the ring back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth.
"You have to stare deeper into the ring," said Harold. "Deeper, deeper, deeper, deeper."
"You're getting sleepy," said George.
"Very sleepy."
Mr. Krupp's eyelids began to droop.
"I'm so sleepy," he mumbled.
After a few minutes, Mr. Krupp's eyes were closed tight, and he began to snore.
"You are under our spell," said George. "When I snap my fingers, you will obey our every command."
Snap.
"I will obey," mumbled Mr. Krupp.
"All right," said George. "Have you still got that videotape of me and Harold?"
"Yes,"
mumbled Mr. Krupp.
"Well, hand it over, bub," George instructed. Mr. Krupp unlocked a large file cabinet and opened the bottom drawer. He reached in and handed George the videotape. George stuffed it into his backpack. Harold took a different video out of his backpack and put it into the file cabinet.
"What's that video?" asked George.
"It's one of my little sister's old Boomer the Purple Dragon sing-along videos."
"Nice touch," said George.
Chapter 11, Fun with Hypnosis. When Harold bent down to close the file cabinet, he took a quick look inside.
"Whoa!" he cried. "Look at all the stuff in here!"
The file cabinet was filled with everything Mr. Krupp had taken away from the boys over the years. There were slingshots, whoopee cushions, skateboards, fake doggy doo-doo, you name it, it was in there.
"Look at this," cried George. "A big stack of Captain Underpants comics."
"He's got every issue," said Harold.
For hours, the two boys sat on the floor laughing and reading their comics. Finally, George looked up at the clock.
"Yikes," he said. "It's almost lunchtime. We better clean up this mess and get to class."
The boys looked up at their principal, who'd been standing behind them in a trance all morning.
"Gee, almost forgot about Mr. Krupp," said Harold. "What shall we do with him?"
"Do you want to have some fun?" asked George.
"Why not?" said Harold. "I haven't had any fun in the last 4 to 6 weeks.
"Cool," said George.
He walked up to Mr. Krupp and snapped his fingers.
Snap.
"You are
a chicken," he said.
Suddenly, Mr. Krupp leaped onto his desk and flapped his arms.
"Cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck," he cried.
kicking his papers off the desk behind him and pecking at his pen and pencil set. George and Harold howled with laughter.
Let me try. Let me try, said Harold. You are a monkey.
You got to snap your fingers, said George.
Oh, yes, said Harold.
Snap.
You are a monkey.
Suddenly, Mr. Krupp sprang off his desk and began swinging from the fluorescent light fixtures. He shrieked, leaping from one side of the room to the other. George and Harold laughed so hard they almost cried.
My turn, said George.
Let's see, what shall we turn him into next?
I know,
Harold said, holding up a Captain Underpants comic. Let's turn him into Captain Underpants.
Good idea, said George.
Snap! You are now the greatest superhero of all time, the amazing Captain Underpants. Mr. Krupp tore down the red curtain from his office window and tied it around his neck. Then he took off his shoes, socks, shirt, pants, and his awful toupee.
Tra-la-la,
he sang. Mr. Krupp stood before them looking quite triumphant, with his cape blowing in the breeze of the open window. George and Harold were dumbfounded.
You know, said George, he kind of looks like Captain Underpants.
Yeah, Harold replied. After a short silence, the two boys looked at each other and burst into laughter. George and Harold had never laughed so hard in all their lives. Tears ran down their faces as they rolled about the floor, shrieking in hysterics. After a while, George pulled himself up from the floor for another look.
Hey, George cried, where'd you go?
Chapter 12. Out the Window. George and Harold dashed to the window and looked out. There, running across the parking lot, was a pudgy old guy in his underwear with a red cape flowing behind him.
Mr. Krupp, come back, shouted Harold.
He won't answer to that, said George. He thinks he's Captain Underpants now.
Oh, no, said Harold. He's probably running off to fight crime, said George.
Oh, no, said Harold.
And we got to stop him, said George.
Oh, no, cried Harold.
No way.
Look, said George. He could get killed out there. Harold was unmoved.
Or worse, said George. We could get into big trouble.
You're right, said Harold. We've got to go after him. The two boys opened the bottom file cabinet drawer and took out their slingshots and skateboards.
Do you think we should bring anything else? Asked Harold.
Yes, said George. Let's bring the fake doggy doo-doo.
Good thinking, said Harold. You just never know when fake doggy doo-doo is going to come in handy.
Harold stuffed Mr. Krupp's clothes, shoes and toupee into his backpack. Then together, the two boys leaped out the window, slid down the flagpole and took off on their skateboards after the amazing Captain Underpants. Chapter 13. Bank Robbers. George and Harold rode their skateboards all over town looking for Captain Underpants.
I can't find him anywhere, said Harold.
You'd think a guy like him would be easy to spot, said George. Then the boys turned a corner, and there he was. Captain Underpants was standing in front of a bank, looking quite heroic.
Mr. Krupp, cried Harold.
Shh, said George. Don't call him that. Call him Captain Underpants.
Oh, yeah, said Harold.
And don't forget to snap your fingers, said George.
Right, said Harold.
But before he got a chance, the bank doors flew wide open and out stepped two robbers. The robbers took one look at Captain Underpants and stopped dead in their tracks.
Surrender, said Captain Underpants, or I have to resort to wedgie power.
Oh no, whispered Harold and George.
Nobody moved for about 10 seconds. Finally, the robbers looked at each other and burst out laughing. They dropped their loot and fell to the sidewalk, screaming in hysterics. Almost immediately, the cops showed up and arrested the crooks.
Let that be a lesson to you, cried Captain Underpants. Never underestimate the power of underwear.
The police chief, looking quite angry, marched over to Captain Underpants.
And just who the heck are you supposed to be? The police chief demanded.
Why, I'm Captain Underpants, the world's greatest superhero, said Captain Underpants. I fight for truth, justice, and all that is pre-shrunken cottony.
Oh, yeah? Shouted the police chief.
Cuff him, boys!
One of the cops took out his handcuffs and grabbed Captain Underpants by the arm.
Uh-oh, cried George. We got a roll.
Together, the two boys zoomed into the crowd, weaving in and out of cops and bystanders. Harold skated up to Captain Underpants and knocked the superhero off his feet. George caught him, and the boys skated away with Captain Underpants on their shoulders.
Stop!
Cried the cops, but it was too late. George, Harold, and Captain Underpants were gone. Chapter 14, The Big Bang. After their quick escape, George, Harold, and Captain Underpants stopped on a deserted street corner to catch their breath.
Okay, said George, let's de-hypnotize him quick before something else happens.
Kaboom!
A huge explosion came from the rare crystal shop across the street. Heavy smoke poured out of the building. Suddenly, two robots with one stolen crystal emerged from the smoke and jumped into an old van.
Did I just see two robots get into a van? Asked Harold.
You know, said George, up until now, this story was almost believable.
Well, believable or not, said Harold, we're not getting involved. I repeat, we are not getting involved.
Just then, Captain Underpants leaped from the street corner and dashed in front of the van.
Stop! In the name of underwear! He cried.
Uh-oh, said George. I think we're involved.
The two robots started up the van and swerved around Captain Underpants. Unfortunately, the van brushed up against his red cape and it got caught. With a mighty jerk, Captain Underpants flipped backward and the van pulled him along as it drove away.
Grab him! Cried George.
The two boys skateboarded with all their might toward the speeding van and grabbed Captain Underpants by the ankles.
Help! They cried as the van pulled them through the city streets.
Mummy, said the little boy sitting on a bench, I just saw two robots driving a van with a guy in his underwear hanging off the back by a red cape, pulling two boys on skateboards behind him with his feet.
How do you expect me to believe such a ridiculous story? Asked his mother.
Finally, the van came to a screeching halt in front of an old abandoned warehouse. The sudden stop made Captain Underpants flip over the roof of the van and crash through the front door of the building.
Well, 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 said a strange voice from inside the warehouse. It looks as if we have a visitor.
Chapter 15, Dr. Diaper. George and Harold hid behind the van until the coast was clear. Then they sneaked up to the hole in the door and peeked inside. Captain Underpants was all tied up. The two robots were standing guard, and a strange little man wearing a diaper was laughing maniacally.
I am the evil Dr. Diaper, the strange little man told Captain Underpants, and you will be the first to witness my takeover of the world.
Dr. Diaper placed the stolen crystal into a large machine called the Lasermatic 2000. The machine started to light up and make loud noises. Heavy gears began shifting and spinning, and the laser beam from the crystal shot straight up through a hole in the roof.
In exactly 20 minutes, this laser beam will blow up the moon and send huge chunks of it crashing down upon every major city in the world.
laughed Dr. Diaper.
Then I will rise from the rubble and take over the planet.
Only one thing can help us now, said George.
What? Asked Harold.
Rubber doggy doo-doo, said George.
Harold took the fake doggy doo-doo and a slingshot from George's backpack and handed them to him.
Be careful, said Harold. The fate of the entire planet is in your hands.
With careful and precise aim, George shot the rubber doo-doo through the air and across the room. It landed with a plop right at the feet of Dr. Diaper.
Yes, whispered George and Harold.
Dr. Diaper looked down at the doo-doo between his feet and turned bright red.
Oh, dear me, he cried. I'm dreadfully embarrassed. Please excuse me.
He began to waddle toward the restroom.
This has never happened to me before, I assure you, he said. I guess with all the excitement, I just...
Oh dear. Oh dear.
While Dr. Diaper was off changing himself, George and Harold sneaked into the old warehouse. Immediately, the robots detected the boys and began marching toward them.
Destroy the intruders, said the robots. Destroy the intruders.
George and Harold screamed and ran to the back of the warehouse. Luckily, George found two old boards and gave one of them to Harold. We're not going to have to resort to extremely graphic violence, are we? Asked Harold.
I sure hope not, said George.
Chapter 16. The Extremely Graphic Violence Chapter. Warning. The following chapter contains graphic scenes showing two boys beating the tar out of a couple of robots. If you have high blood pressure, or if you faint at the sight of motor oil, we strongly urge you to take better care of yourself and stop being such a baby.
Right, the next part for this is you actually need the book and you do a little fliparama, and it explains in the book how it does it. So fliparama for Harold and George is when you flick through the pages really quickly and it sort of does an animated sequence. So I'll read some of the stuff that it does say. So there's a picture of the robots going after Harold and George saying, Robot Rampage! And then the next one, Robot Rampage. Next, you've got one of the boys, George saves Harold with a wooden plank and attacks one of the robots. So that's one robot gone. Awesome. And then Harold returns the favor to George when he attacks the other robot. And then at the end, you've got Harold and George jumping up and down on the robots. And it says, mix nuts and bolts. So Harold and George successfully got rid of the robots. Awesome job, guys. All right, and now we're going to the next chapter. Chapter 17, The Escape. After defeating the robots, George and Harold untied Captain Underpants.
Come on, cried Harold. Let's get out of here.
Wait, said Captain Underpants. We have to save the world first.
So George, Harold, and Captain Underpants frantically looked all over the Lasermatic 2000, searching for a way to shut it down and stop the inevitable disaster.
Said Harold, I think this might be the lever we want. He pulled the self-destruct lever with all his might. Suddenly, the Lasermatic 2000 began to sputter and shake. The huge laser beam turned off and pieces of the machine began flying off in all directions.
It's gonna blow, cried Harold. Run for your lives.
Not so fast, screamed Dr. Diaper, who had appeared out of nowhere. You demolished my robots, you destroyed my Lasermatic 2000, and you ruined my one chance to take over the world. But you won't live to tell the tale.
Dr. Diaper pulled out his Diapermatic 2000 ray gun and pointed it at George, Harold, and Captain Underpants. Captain Underpants quickly stretched a pair of underwear and shot it at Dr. Diaper. The underwear landed right on the evil doctor's head.
Help! Cried Dr. Diaper. I can't see! I can't see!
George and Harold ran out of the warehouse as fast as they could.
Great shot, Captain Underpants, cried Harold.
There's just one thing I don't understand, said George. Where'd you get the extra pair of underwear?
What extra pair? Said Captain Underpants.
Never mind that, cried George. Let's just get out of here before the Lasermatic 2000 thing
What extra pair? Said Captain Underpants.
Never mind that, cried George. Let's just get out of here before the Lasermatic 2000 thing explodes.
The Lasermatic 2000 blew up, tearing apart the old warehouse. It sent flaming shards of red-hot metal in every direction. Fire fell from the skies around our heroes, and the earth began to crumble beneath their feet.
Oh no, cried Harold, we're doomed!
Chapter 18. To make a long story short, they got away. Chapter 19. Back to school. George, Harold, and Captain Underpants made a quick stop outside the police station. They tied Dr. Diaper to a lamppost and attached a note to him.
There, said Captain Underpants. That'll explain everything.
Then George and Harold led Captain Underpants back to Jerome Horwitz Elementary School.
Why are we going here? Asked Captain Underpants.
Well, said George, you have to do some undercover work here.
Yeah, said Harold, reaching into his backpack. Put these clothes on and make it snappy.
Don't forget your hair, said George. Captain Underpants quickly got dressed behind some bushes.
Well, how do I look?
He asked.
Pretty good, said George. Now try to look really mad.
Captain Underpants made the nastiest face he could.
You know, said Harold, he kind of looks like Mr. Krupp.
Harold, whispered George, he is Mr. Krupp.
Oh, yeah, said Harold, I almost forgot.
Before long, they were all back inside Mr. Krupp's office.
Okay, Captain Underpants, said George, you are now Mr. Krupp.
Snap your fingers, whispered Harold.
Oh, yes, said George.
Snap! You are now Mr. Krupp.
Who's Mr. Krupp? Asked Captain Underpants.
Oh, no, cried Harold. It's not working.
The boys tried again and again to dehypnotize Captain Underpants, but nothing seemed to work.
Said Harold. Let me see the instruction manual for that ring.
George checked his pants pockets.
Said George. I think I lost it.
You what? Cried Harold. The two boys searched frantically through the office, but the 3D hypno ring instruction manual was nowhere to be found.
Never mind, said George. I have an idea.
He removed the flowers from a large vase in the corner. Then he poured out all of the water over Captain Underpants' head.
What did you do that for? Cried Harold.
I saw him do this in a cartoon once, said George.
So it's gotta work.
After a few minutes, Mr. Krupp slowly came to.
What's going on here? He demanded. And why am I all wet?
George and Harold had never been so glad to see Mr. Krupp in all their lives.
I'm so happy I could cry, said Harold.
Well, you're going to cry when I give that videotape to the football team, shouted Mr. Krupp. I've had it with you two.
Principal Krupp took the videotape out of his file cabinet.
You boys are dead meat, he sneered.
He stormed out of his office with the video and headed toward the gym. George and Harold smiled.
Wait till the football team sees that video, said Harold.
Yeah, said George. I sure hope they like singing Purple Dragons.
Hey, look, said George. I found the 3D hypno ring instruction manual. It was in my shirt pocket, not my pants pocket.
Well, throw that thing away, said Harold. We'll never need it again.
I sure hope not, said George.
Chapter 20. The End. Things at Jerome Horwitz Elementary School were never quite the same after that fateful day. The football team enjoyed Mr. Krupp's video so much that they changed their name from the Knuckleheads to the Purple Dragon Sing-Along Friends. The name change didn't go over too well with the fans, but hey, who's going to argue with a bunch of linebackers? George and Harold went back to their old ways, pulling pranks, cracking jokes, and making new comic books. They had to keep an eye on Mr. Krupp, though, because for some strange reason, every time he heard the sound of fingers snapping, snap, George Krupp turned back into...
You know who.
Oh no, cried Harold.
Here we go again, said George.
Tra-la-la!
Alright, that is the end of the Adventures of Captain Underpants, now in full colour. Hope you enjoyed the story. Thanks for listening.